The Spring Inventory Liquidation Sale has started at one of the largest men's clothing stores in Chicago. Suits 2020 has suits at 60% off, 70% off, even 80% off. Buy one, get two free. Buy one, get three free. You name it, we've got it. Executive suits, normally $550, are now buy one, get four free, or pay just $110 each. Suits made in Italy, normally $795, on sale for $210. Now that's better than buy one, get two free, and only at Suits 2020. Slim fit suits and suits with vests have just arrived and are on sale. Beautiful silk ties have been reduced to $7 and dress pants marked down to $20. Hundreds of boys' suits are on sale and marked down along with boys' shirts and ties with discounts of up to 80% off. You won't believe the savings at Suits 2020. The entire store is on sale for only 1 week, so don't miss it. Suits 2020 is located at 7651 North Caldwell in Niles. Call 847-676-2020. That's 847-676-2020.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Ooh, the cerulean warbler, a small insect-eating bluebird that resides in the deciduous forest treetops. Oh, hush now, mating season's upon us.
Add some excitement to your weekend at Arlington International Racecourse. World-class horse racing, premier entertainment. Arlington provides the thrill you need to break the routine. Chicagoland's biggest derby party is visit arlingtonpark.com for tickets. Bet on fun.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Play music, sports, and pop culture challenges to compete for great prizes like concert tickets, cash, electronics, and even vacation getaways. Just pick a board from the list, fill out all the squares with photos from your phone, and submit for a chance to win. With a new challenge launching every day, get ready to embrace your newest obsession. Download the app now in the iTunes Store.
CBS Tonight.
The Bears have made their pick.
With the 7th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Kevin White, wide receiver, West Virginia.
Get all the details and reaction right here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Just past 4 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are in the playoffs, and for information on the games or tickets, just go to ChicagoWolves.com. Kevin White, ready to be a Bear?
To be honest with you, no. I've been hit with so much, I haven't got time to, you know, think about that. You know, I never want to look too far ahead. I just want to keep working every day and trying to help this organization win some games.
Kevin White talking about setting goals with the Bears after he was picked 7th last night overall. Newest Bear talking with Dan Bernstein and Hub Arkish earlier today on 670 The Score. Check out the entire interview at 670thescore.com. The Bears in the NFL will get back to work tonight for the 2nd and 3rd rounds of the NFL draft at the Auditorium Theater. The Bears will have the 39th overall pick and the 71st overall pick, and that's 7th in each round. Jameis Winston already signed a contract with the Bucks, a 4-year deal, $25 million and $17 million in a signing bonus. Hockey is back tonight. Game 1 of the 2nd round series between the Hawks and Wild on the west side. 3rd straight year the Hawks and Wild have faced each other in the postseason, but the Hawks have never eliminated the same team in 3 straight postseasons. Corey Crawford will be in between the pipes for the Hawks tonight. Also, game 1 tonight as Tampa heads to Montreal. Baseball, it's the final at Wrigley. Cubs beat the Brewers, A shutout win, 1-0. John Lester gets his first win as a Cub after going 0 for April. 7 innings today, allowing just 3 hits and 4 strikeouts. Hector Rondon left the tying runner at second base. Addison Russell, the difference maker, launching his first big league homer in the third inning, and it held up for the Cub win. The White Sox will be in Minnesota tonight. Jose Quintana battling Kyle Gibson, and Adam Eaton has the night off. Ken Rosenthal reports Carlos Quinton is in the process of retiring. He'll get $8 million guaranteed from the Braves after they let him go last week. Reds also announcing that Homer Bailey will have Tommy John surgery. He just signed a 6-year, $105 million contract last year, and he is done for the year. Bulls practicing today, getting ready for Game 1 against Cleveland coming up on Monday night. Tickets for the 2015 Celebrity Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley are on sale now. For more information, visit 670thescore.com/roast. Brought to you by Prairie Organic Spirits, made with respect from seed to glass, and Belvedere Events and Banquets. Book your next event with them. Your Menard 670 weather forecast for tonight. Some clouds dropping down to an overnight low of 50 degrees. And for your Saturday, partly cloudy skies, a little breezy, but it is going to be nice. 75 degrees for the high. I'm Matt Riddlewald, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score tonight, 6:35, when the White Sox take on the Twins on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Del Frisco's Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on the score.
Rigby's seventh pick in the 2015 NFL Draft. The Chicago Bears select Kevin White.
Triple up play action going end zone. And it is caught. Touchdown, Kevin White.
You know, I know I spoke to you guys yesterday about getting impact players in the draft. That's exactly what Kevin White is.
He ran 4.35 at the combine. And when he has the ball in his hands, this kid's exciting with the run after the catch.
He is absolutely great at grabbing the ball in the air.
Kevin White, 6'3", 211 pounds. He's got muscles on top of muscles. He just out-muscles Bradley Sills there.
We couldn't be more thrilled right now. This guy's dynamic. He's big. He's strong. He's ultra-competitive. If I could stress one word for this player, he's competitive.
He's a big, nasty, tough runner.
Kevin White on the wide receiver screen in wide open room. White's on his way to the house. Touchdown, Kevin White.
He's a natural hand snatcher. Jake Cutler is going to love this kid.
He checked every box we were looking for. This was an easy pick.
I've been through so much, and I've been wanting this all my life, so I'm finally here, and I'm ready to turn the city around.
Boers and Bernstein.
Chi-town.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score. It's the Boers and Bernstein Show with Hub sitting in for Terry Boers, who will be back on Monday. And digging into the numbers is brought to you by Julie. Call 811 before you dig. We've been digging into the draft and looking at 2 hours out now before the Bears are soon to be on the clock again. And Hub is predicting two, if not impact players at 39 and 71, but contributing players this year would be nice.
Well, yeah, I'm predicting that those type of players will be available.
Right.
You know, I certainly hope that I hope I'm not going overboard because it's early, but I'm kind of all in on Ryan Pace right now. I really like pretty much everything I've seen, and I'm also starting to develop a comfort level with John Fox. Remember, he was not my first choice. Never said he was a bad hire. Just wasn't my first choice. But you hang around him a little bit now. Saw him out of practice Tuesday, Thursday. Thursday was fun because everybody was so busy. There was only about 8 or 9 of us out there, reporters, as opposed to, you know, the usual huge crowd. And it was almost like, you know, first chance to really get a little personality out of Fox. And he's a crafty old coach. He's not old. He's 61. But, I mean, he's been doing it forever. It's his third job. And it's a real good vibe around that team right now. It's funny, I think it was the last hourly coming out of the 3 o'clock hour. There was a quick Trestman soundbite in there, and it gave me a quick reminder of how miserable this job was 4 months ago and how much more fun it is right now.
The highlights you heard in the rejoin were courtesy NFL Network. This is Darren in Iowa on the Score.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Darren.
That's good. I really love your program, Pro Football Weekly. I want to get that out first.
Thank you.
But anyway, I want to ask you a couple questions. Who do you think the Bears should take tonight at number 39 and 71?
All right.
You don't know who's available.
Well, I can give you some. Let me do it for you this way, okay? What would make me the happiest, okay? As I look at the guys on the board right now, I am higher on this guy than most scouts and experts that I've talked to. I love Tevin Coleman. This kid out of Indiana, and Matt Miller talked about it a little earlier today, too. Mm-hmm. When he's got a Walter Payton body. He's 5'11", 206, almost identical to Walter's size. He's not that kind of runner. He's more of a scat back, breakaway type runner, but he's a home run hitter. And when you can play at Indiana and have one of your biggest games against the national champs, he had a huge run against Ohio State. He played great all year long, put up 2,000 yards with one of the most mediocre college offensive lines I've ever seen. I think this kid's got a chance to be special. And you know what? I'm not discounting Matt Forte. I'm not mad at Matt Forte. I thought his interview with you guys yesterday was interesting. I thought he said what he had to say. And I knew all along he had one more year left with him regardless. You know.
Sure. He said, I really want an extension, but I know I'm probably not going to get one, and it doesn't mean I can't do my job.
And you know what? And if he does his job well, people may be surprised because he's not retiring after this year, and he's not going to find a pot of gold elsewhere in the NFL, so who knows? Mm-hmm. Regardless, at this stage of his career, you need the heir apparent. And if there is not an impact guy on defense, I would love Tevin Coleman at 39. To me, the best defensive player on the board right now is clearly Randy Gregory. I am so happy with what they've done so far that I would argue maybe you can afford to take that risk at 39. You could never take it in the first round. Maybe you could take it at 39. But here's the thing.
If somebody told you a month ago that the Bears would come out of the first two picks with those two guys,
I'll tell you what's really interesting, Dan. The people I'm talking to this morning before I got in here, don't rule out Gregory being there at 71. I mean, everybody...
Well, what about Lyle Collins, then? You might as well go there before you get a police report.
Lyle Collins may be guilty of nothing more than bad timing. I mean, we don't know. He may not have done anything. And he was definitely a first-round pick. But you don't. That's the issue there, is that there's more. That's a developing story where you don't know. I think these teams have got a handle on what their issues are with Randy Gregory. They just don't know how to handle them. So, I wouldn't be upset if they took the flyer on Gregory at 39. I'd love Devin Coleman. If Eddie Goldman was still there, I think that'd be a great pick. I also like Jordan Phillips. Now, you get down to 71. Now I think you're starting to look at depth at cornerback. If Benardrick McKinney is still there, and that could be a possibility, which I don't understand, because, again, I thought he was a late first-rounder. I'm hearing now he might be there. Benardrick McKinney, an inside linebacker out of Mississippi State, that'd be tremendous value at 71 if they could make that happen.
This question from Northside Dan. So what's with the Goodell hugs? They seem a little too close for comfort and kind of creepy because most of these guys hardly know him. Yeah, I don't get it either. When did it start that he has to man clasp everybody?
It's become part of the deal. I call it the